Hey, I know I want one. On my Christmas list this year, along with about a million other people, is one of those helicopter-looking robot drones. Have you seen them? The It toy this year perhaps skews a little older than Elmo and is starting to worry the FAA. In a moment, a member of Congress worries out loud about the proliferation of civilian drones this year. But first, a takeaway exclusive. Drones are having an impact on the seasonal workforce. We take you now to the offices of Hot Wings Aviation in East Flemington, New Jersey.
Well, I just don't know if these shoes will work for me. I said that to him. And I said, I don't care if they are 40% off. They make my ankles look ugly. Oh, Tierra, honey, I gotta go. Yeah. Yeah, let's just say some really ugly ankles just walked in here. Four of them, to be exact. All right, bye, honey. Welcome to Hot Wings Aviation. May I help? Oh, God, what is that smell?
Hi. Sorry, that's reindeer smell. Trust me, it is better in the Arctic tundra.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Reindeer. Hey, watch where you're going.
Oh, my antlers.
Oh, my goodness. Can't you put them in some sort of a cute hat or something?
Sorry, no. Never had to worry about that sort of thing. I spent most of my time flying. That's why I'm here. I'm looking for work. Blitzen's the name, and this here is my partner. Say hello.
Prancer.
So what does that mean? You're a dancer or a flyer? I don't understand.
No, it's Prancer. That's my name, and I fly. I'm a flying reindeer. So's he. We're looking for some seasonal work.
Our regular gig has gone away.
We've been replaced. Downsized.
We're victims of automation.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, who would fire two nice, tall...
Flying reindeer.
Right, exactly. Who would do such a thing?
It was the man with a beard who ditched us. Yeah, that Arctic blubberhead with a beard we've been hauling around ever since.
The beginning of time, it seems. And for a lifetime of service to Santa, we get...
Dumped for a bunch of drones.
Drones. These annoying little robot flyers have driven Santa drone crazy. If you were at the North Pole right now, you would not believe what was going on.
That's good. Put a few more boxes on. Look at that, elves. Load up those drones. We can ditch this old sleigh finally.
We can program these drones right down to the street address for as many trips as you'd like, Santa.
We've done the math, Santa. 20 million drones, 2 trips each, 6 packages per trip.
Woohoo! No more filthy chimneys.
That should just about do it, Santa.
That's Christmas! And I can just hang out here next to the eggnog bowl all night.
But what about us?
Oh, right, reindeer. We'll have to think about that one. How about some extra reindeer chow? Would that make you happy?
Reindeer chow, nice.
You see what I mean? This drone thing is just not thought through. The implications.
I hear you, but Santa, he's got top clearance from the FAA. He can do whatever he wants.
Could we work for FedEx?
Oh, FedEx? No, they're union only.
How about Amazon?
Oh, come on, give me a break. You think they're not 10 steps ahead of Santa on the drone thing? You are way too low-tech for Jeff Bezos. Maybe you'd like some reindeer chow, though, huh? A little chow-chow?
Pass.
Thinking through the drone revolution there. We'll talk seriously about that coming right up. But tell us a drone story. What would you use yours for? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.